Today's reading is in John chapter 21, starting at the beginning of the chapter, verse 1. John 21, verse 1. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them, and although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Some of us might identify a little bit with Peter, that when we sit around and maybe we're dealing with a little depression or maybe we just don't really know what to do with ourselves, the response is, "Let's go fishing." Well, the other disciples that were with him thought that was a pretty good idea, saying that they would go as well. Now, someone brought up a question. Was Peter going back to his profession or were they just fishing, you know, just to have something to do? It's just recreational. I'm not sure the answer to that. However, the boat that they were in was large enough to carry all of these men, plus whatever fish they caught. So it probably was a boat that was used in his profession as a fisherman. As to whether he's returning to fishing, I don't know. Another point that was made is that this type of fishing, casting a net for fish, was probably not the type of fishing that you did for relaxation. It's not sitting on the lake shore with a bobber in the water and a worm on a hook. This is fishing for a large quantity of fish. But it's unclear what really is going on here, and it's not really the point of John recording these things. John is recording that they decided to go fishing. They go out. They're not catching anything. They're probably at the point of saying, "Well, this is a dud. We're not going to catch anything. It's time to haul it in and call it a day." But Jesus shows up, asks for fish. They don't have any. And he says, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some." There was some reason that they decided to go ahead and do what was being told to them. Once they see the results of doing it, then they know who it was. Maybe there was an inkling. I'm not sure. If I've been fishing all day or all night, haven't caught anything, and somebody says, "Fish right there, you'll catch something," I don't know how amenable I would be to taking that advice. It may even been that they'd already fished on that side and not been able to catch anything. But they bring in this tremendous quantity of fish so that it is very apparent who this is. John makes the statement, "It is the Lord." Peter puts on his garments, for he had taken on his outer garments for the work, puts them on, and then he swims ashore, leaving the rest to pull the fish in. Peter is fairly impulsive, but I think there's some excitement that's here, some excitement over seeing the Lord again at this occasion. And when he gets there, Jesus is already cooking. Remember, he asked for fish. They didn't have any. And so for him to have fish now, this is another miraculous event. In fact, so much so that he's already got it ready for them. Come and have some breakfast. Now, I'm going to pause right here and just make sort of an interjection. Right now, they are basing their belief that this is the Lord on things that have happened. They were told to fish on the right side. They caught fish, that sort of thing. So it is apparent that Jesus is not presenting himself to them in a way in which they would recognize him by sight. They have to recognize him in other ways. So he may have been veiling himself in such a manner that they are not able to recognize him by sight. This is also the third occasion in which he has appeared to them after his resurrection. But Peter recognizes Jesus because of his knowledge, his power, and what he's doing in order to deduce that this is the Lord. He knew enough about Jesus in order to make an application to this particular setting and then draw a conclusion which led him to believe that this was Jesus, so much so that he has no doubts about it. He doesn't ask him. He knows who he is. He jumps into the water and he swims ashore. I wonder if we look for Jesus the same way. I wonder if we realize that we are expected to apply the knowledge that we have gained from the Word to the circumstances in our life and then deduce what God's will is in that moment. Are we looking for Jesus? Are we looking for God's will? That's something for us to think about today, something for us to pray about today. I would also ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all. And of course, add to that our thanksgiving for answered prayers recently.